These are our graduates this morning, and they're entering into a second phase of life, a phase that most of us have been to, a rite of passage. And we want to have a special time for them this morning, Chelsea Hightower and Caitlin Kinwell. Both have graduated, and they're going to have, as we know, a place in our service. We've already opened in prayer, and we're also going to be closing in prayer as well. But for this part of the service, I look to 2 Timothy, and 2 Timothy says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." And it's part that makes me sound a little more eloquent if I speak it that way. So since they're probably more educated now, we need to keep up to their level so we can start. And I've been looking at their Facebook pages, and I've seen that they've had busy weeks. One graduated a week ago, and then one just yesterday. And it seems like graduations have gotten longer and longer in a two-day and a three-day process anymore. And so I know y'all have had a lot going on. There were two guys that were talking and about high school. And one fellow says, my high school, we really turned out some great men and women. And Bill says, "Oh, okay, well, when did you graduate?" And Joe says, "Well, I didn't graduate. I was just turned out." He just said he turned out some great men and women. But ladies, you have turned out all right. And in fact, you've turned out quite well. And you've learned a lot from many teachers that have taught you, and some of those teachers that you might not realize are your parents. Parents that have taught you and that are the parents that God gave you. They were selected for you and you were selected for them. But also know that you taught them many lessons along the road as well. And they will learn from you and you from them until the day that one of you dies. You're older now and you're wiser now. And you become role models to many people around you, and even to the younger ones that are here in the church that now look up to you, because you now have become a teacher yourself. You now are teaching things that you learned. You're passing down traditions. You're passing down different things that have happened. And if you both have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, you're taxed with the message to go out and share His love with those around you and His message of salvation. And you should recognize the power of the influence that you now have, and you should step up to the place of leadership that God has planned for you by always being a learner, someone that's willing to learn more, and always looking for wisdom and trying to become better. And this is where many adults lose their cutting edge, by not remaining learners. They figure, well, now I've learned it all, and I don't need to learn anymore. Growing complacent and ceasing to go forward. And so for you, I challenge you that you'll go forward and you'll look for wisdom and you'll look for ways to learn and you'll look for ways to teach and that you'll look for ways to share God's message of salvation with others. Went to a graduation. They gave some stats the other night, so I compiled a few stats of my own. You've been in school now for 2,160 days on average. You've spent 12,960 hours in classes. That translates into 777,600 minutes of schooling. You've lived approximately 18 years. You've been around 216 months. You've been breathing for 936 weeks. You've been going through the motions of life for 6,552 days. You've been here for 157,248 hours. You've slept 52,500 of those hours. You've watched TV 12,173 of those hours. And you've spent 7,488 hours eating. Mostly pizza and hamburgers and hot dogs and snacks and chocolate. But if you live the average lifespan of 70 years, or as the Bible says, 70, you still have this to look forward to. In your life, you will sleep 24 of those 70 years. You will work 14 of those years. You will play 8 of those years. You will eat 6 of those years. You'll be driving in a car 5 of those years. You'll be talking 4 of those years. And you'll be going to school for 3 complete years if you take all the time together. And at the end of 70 years, you'll be wrinkled. You might be a little toothless. It might be a little bit hard to see. But you know what? That's the way it was when you were born. You were wrinkled, and you were red, and you were bald, and you were toothless, and you couldn't see, and you were crying and complaining, and you were naked with no clothes on. And life is a journey that takes us from this spot of when we're born, and it takes us to the end that's almost the same. And graduation is just a stop on the route and the journey. You've come a long way so far, and you've reached a milestone that you should be proud of, but this is not the end. This is really just the beginning. You've come to the end of a big episode, a big epic movie that's going on. But just before the credits are about to roll across the screen of life, flashes the words, to be continued. And so this is just this little place, this passage that you're entering through, but the next step is to be continued. And John Adams said, there are two types of education, one that should teach us how to make a living, and the other, how to live. One education teaches us how to make a living, and the other one teaches us how to live. And in the Christian life, there are two kinds of courses in life. There are required courses, just like you had in school, and there's also elective courses that you have a chance to choose. And the required courses of life are life itself. You have no choice about life. You have no choice where you were born, or when you were born, or who your parents are. Death is another. We must all walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Hebrews said it is appointed unto man once to die. And the third required course is judgment. The Bible says that we will all be judged. These are things that you have no choice in the matter. These things just happen. But then you have electives, courses that you can choose, things that you can pick. You can choose to be saved or to be lost, and you've both chosen to be saved. I read a little ditty that said, nature forms us, sin deforms us, school informs us, but only Christ transforms us. You've both been transformed in Christ. You have an elective course that you can choose to be spiritual, to acknowledge your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ on a daily basis. You have an elective to be scriptural, to live by the Bible and the precepts that it puts before you, to go to the Bible first before you go to any other book or any other schooling. You have the choice to be safe in God's will or to be in your own will. And the electives here are different. They're not the required courses that are picked for you, but they're the ones that you have to pick for yourselves. And I encourage you to strive to get an A in all of these areas, to be a saved person sharing God's love, to be spiritual, acknowledging your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, to be scriptural, living by the Bible on a daily basis, and to be safe in God's will and not your will. But continue thou in the things thou hast learned. Go the distance. Stay the course. Fight the good fight. And finish the course. There'll be many things to pull you away from God. There'll be many things to pull you away from His Word and from the teachings that you know. But always remember this. Always go back to your Bible. Always go back to God's Word. And always remember that with God, all things are possible. He has great plans for you. He has things that He has not done yet in your life, and He already knows what those are. And listen to what He says and follow through. And we look forward to being a good church family to you here and to seeing you around until you leave. And when you come back home, to be able to see how God has grown you and used you. And then we'll put you to work here doing something around the church. I've got a small gift for you today, and we'll present them one at a time. Last night, my handwriting's not too good, so I asked Donna, I said, Donna, will you fill out the front of these two books? And she said, I will. She said, but you can't just give them a book. You've got to put a ribbon on it. So she put a ribbon on it. But then I got here this morning and said, how do I know whose book's whose? They got a ribbon on it. So if you get the wrong book, pass it to the other person when you get done. Compromise, the first part of life. Don't do it, they'll get it. Chelsea, would you come forward first? Donna's trying to peek. Chelsea. This is Chelsea, and we have this small gift for her. And if Chelsea's family would stand, wherever you are, if you would stand, we can all get a good look at you. I want y'all to see all the gray hair that's up on top there. Okay, got some. Okay, I want you to see it was all earned. You caused a lot of it during the process, so they were there. Chelsea is a graduate of Beaufort High School. She graduated about a week ago, and upon her graduation, her next step is to go into the U.S. Air Force. I feel safer already. How about y'all? I'm feeling good about it. I think you meet with the recruiter this week, is what we Facebook back and forth. She puts smiley faces on hers, and I don't know what the deal is with that, but she always has me ready to go. But Chelsea, we got a little picture here, because this is what you have gone from, and this is what you have grown into, a beautiful young lady. And we look forward to seeing the next picture develop in your life. We have a baby picture. We have a graduation picture. But there's another picture. He said, maybe you're holding a baby. You could be right. So we look forward to that. We look forward to ways that we can challenge you. We'll always be your church that you can call on. And if you need something, you holler at us, and we'll be there for you. So we love you. Miss Caitlin. Miss Caitlin, come forward if you will. And if her family would please stand. They were missing one. Colin, wave your hand in the booth. He's back there somewhere. There you go. Notice the lack of hair. No, I'm just like. You're responsible for some of that, I'm sure, as well. Caitlin's been worshiping with us for a while. You know, both of these ladies here have been worshiping for a good long time, and neither one of them actually have joined the church here, and so we celebrate today with them. And someone asked me, said, well, you know, they actually haven't joined you. I said, yeah, but, you know, they're actually part of our family still. And so even though they haven't made that choice, that they're part of our family, and we are your church family. We're here for you and to do anything that we can. Caitlin is a graduate of Beaufort Academy. She graduated yesterday. I think she had a party on Friday. She had something going on Saturday. She's going to go to the game with us today, and tomorrow she's going to probably crash. Is that about right? Is that what we're going to do? And Caitlin's a blessing to be around. Actually, we're going to the ball game today because of her, because she said we went to the Stingrays. She said, the next thing I want to do is go to a ball game. I've never been to one, so we're going today. So if it rains, blame her. If you have a good time, then thank me. Her next step in life, I believe, is Columbia College, is what you had told me. She's going to Columbia College, all-girl college. Good job, folks. Keep her in the right path, on the straight and narrow. Keep the guys away. We have a little picture for you as well, because you have gone from this. And now you are this. A bright young lady with a lot of confidence with her hand on her hips. Somebody will see that pose for a long time, I'm sure. It's there. And we also look forward to what God has to develop in your life in the next picture that we'll see in the chapter that God has for you. We look forward to that. We're going to be praying for you. We're your church family. You call on us if you need us for anything. And we love you. Today's sermon and sermonettes and VBS stories and graduation gifts and everything's been a little different than what we normally do. It's been a good time to be in God's house. And the only greater thing that you can do than to celebrate in God's house is to actually become a child of God. And so at the end of every service, we always give you that chance to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And so we give you that chance now, that if you've been sitting there and you say, you know, I really don't understand what he's talking about. I don't have those feelings in my life and I'm missing something. I know it's just not there. And you need to accept him as your Lord and Savior, then we invite you to come now as Miss Betty plays the piano for us. That you would come forward and say, God, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want to accept you, and I want you to take over my life. I want to live for you and you only. And the Bible says if you do that, then God comes into you and the Holy Spirit fills your life and that you receive eternal life with the Lord. And so we invite you to do that this morning. Maybe you need prayer in your life and things are just not right where they need to be. Maybe things aren't just settled and you need prayer and to say, God, you know, I want to rededicate myself to you and get back on track. If that's your prayer this morning, we ask that you come forward. Maybe you're looking for a church home, and this is the place that you decided to hang your hat. You want to be part of this family of believers, we would love to have you. And so we ask you to make that decision at this time as well. If you have any decision to make, please come forward. And normally I ask you to bow your heads if you don't and pray for the person next to you. But I'm asked this morning that you would pray for our two graduates, if you'd bow your heads and pray.